Hey rockers, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Rock Music History. I'm Jimmy, and we're closing one year and kicking off another with December 29th through January the 4th, a week that gave us legendary debuts, heartbreaking losses, massive milestones, and rock moments that changed the calendar forever. Let's ring it in the loud way. On December the 29th, 1968, Led Zeppelin played their first ever U.S. concert in Denver, opening for Vanilla Fudge. By the end of the tour, Zeppelin wasn't opening for anyone. They were leveling audiences with volume, power, and a brand new definition of hard rock. America didn't know it yet, but rock had just shifted permanently. On December the 30th, 1970, George Harrison's All Things Must Pass hit number one on the U.S. charts. It was the first solo album by a former Beatle to top the charts, and it proved that George had been sitting on a mountain of songs while Lennon and McCartney fought over singles. New Year's Eve, 1977, marked Donna Summer's rise to superstardom as I Feel Love dominated charts worldwide, produced by Giorgio Moroder. It changed dance music forever and influenced everyone from new wave to synth pop to electronic rock. January the 1st, 1977, Elvis played what would become his final concert in Pittsburgh. His health was failing, but the King still commanded the stage. And just 8 months later, rock would lose one of its founding fathers. On January the 3rd, 1972, the Doors officially announced they would continue without Jim Morrison. It marked the end of one era and the beginning of another, quieter, darker, and never quite the same. On January the 4th, 1983, Duran Duran's Hungry Like a Wolf hit the U.S. charts, and MTV never looked back. Exotic videos, fashion, and style suddenly mattered just as much as the music. The 80s had officially arrived. Now here's some birthdays. December 29th, 1944, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. On December 30th, 1947, Jeff Lynne from ELO. December the 31st, 1945, Pete Townsend of The Who. January 1st, 1958, Grandmaster Flash, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame hip-hop pioneer. January the 3rd, 1946, John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin. January the 4th, 1981, Zachy Vengeance from Avenged Sevenfold. Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones in the same week. Man, Zeppelin fans eating good. Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, both born within 6 days of each other, ended up forming one of the most powerful rhythm sections in rock history. Destiny? Probably, yeah, loud destiny. And that's your rewind for December the 29th through January the 4th. Zeppelin arrives, George takes control, Elvis takes his final bow, and the calendar flips on another year of rock history. I'm Jimmy. Keep it loud, keep it proud. And welcome to another year of the Rock Pod and This Week in Rock Music History. Be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silvertrip.